Master Mai, hello and welcome to this episode of Agenda. I'm Ewan Gorn. The sustainability of Castletown has been a subject of debate after plans for a new estate at Knock Rushen were rejected at appeal. Castletown commissioners want new homes to attract young families to the town and are calling for the southern area plan to be revised and updated to reflect Castletown's housing needs. Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas says this may happen, and former Castletown MHK Richie Ronan has weighed in to say he's frustrated by progress on this issue. The chairman of Castletown Commissioners has called for a public inquiry after efforts to encourage new development in the capital have failed, in his words. It comes after a planning appeal by the local authority and developer Hartford Homes over the refusal of a new 48-home estate at Knock Rushen was turned down. It's one of several areas earmarked for development in the Castletown Housing Land Review. That's a process which was supposed to help encourage developers to build new homes, but the review was a waste of time, effort and resources, at least according to Castletown Commissioner Chairman Richard McAleer, who spoke to me.
Our goal was always just to challenge the status of the land review, and obviously now we have a bit of clarity in that it has no status at all, which is very disappointing and obviously very frustrating from our standpoint. So, as far as the appeal goes itself, that was a matter for Hartford Homes.
At face value, people might not know about the land review and you know, it goes into planning, technicalities and law. But why is it that Castletown commissioners want to see more homes in Castletown? Because when we look at Knock Rushen, there was a lot of local resistance to having a new estate there.
Yeah, as part of the Southern Area Plan process a number of years ago, it was identified that Castletown had a shortfall of houses. And I think by 2023 or 2024, it was identified that we needed about another 400 or 500 houses for the area. And obviously since then, there's been very little new development in Castletown because of the size of the town itself. There's very limited scope for building. And obviously the land review, the idea behind it was to try and identify new sites that potentially could be used to build those houses.
Just to clarify, why is it that Castletown needs those 400 or 500 new properties? What do they bring?
To be honest, a lot of our young people have had to move from Castletown to find places to live because there's nowhere affordable or the right size for them and their families. Indeed, I personally had to move from Castletown 18 months ago to Colby because we had the same problem.
So it's the type of houses rather than the number necessarily, it's the mix.
Well, yeah, it's a mix. It's a mix of affordability. A lot of people want to live in bungalows. We don't have many of them. A lot of the housing stock that isn't the town is aging, and there's very little you can do with it. And the idea behind the land review was to identify sites that potential new developments could be brought forward in the future. And a number of sites were identified by planning as potential areas for that. And obviously, Knock Rushen was the first of those. And on the back of Hartford's application, we gave support because we wanted to challenge the land review and make sure it was working the way it was intended.
Based on the outcome, what do you think about the land review now? Do you feel it was a wasted exercise?
I think it's pretty clear that on the face of it, it was. And a lot of people spent a lot of time, energy and indeed money into that process. And it doesn't seem to have any legal footing whatsoever. So I think what's needed now is for the process to be finished by way of a public inquiry and then to be brought back to Dingwall.
£15,000 in professional fees was expended by the commissioners to, you know, look into this issue, the appeal, other surrounding issues. Now, was that money wasted?
Well, in terms of getting a final decision on the status of the land review, then no, it wasn't. And the reason why it's so expensive is because originally when the work was done, it was October time, and the appeal got delayed and delayed, and it was only actually heard in February. So obviously the gentleman who was doing the work on our behalf has had to revisit his initial workings and review other people's input into it, and that's how the cost has gone up. But any cost to try and get clarity, I don't think it's wasted at all.
Just going back to what you said previously, you want to put this document on a statutory footing, I guess, and get that southern area plan reviewed. When you talk about a public inquiry, do you mean just for Castletown? Is this a change to the whole southern area plan? Because if it is the latter, that's likely to be a massive exercise. And there's already an eastern area plan ongoing. There's work being made to set the ground for a north and a west area plan. Surely the South is on the back of the list for the Cabinet Office.
Yeah, we're only interested in the land review itself because it was brought forward as an exercise. We took full part in it, as did other landowners who identified sites that could be used. And we feel it's been taken 75% of the way down the route and then stopped. If they'd have carried it on through to the end, we'd all been in a clearer position and none of these appeals would have been necessary.
But critics of the review have said that if you were to place it onto a statutory footing, if you like, in planning law, it would have a knock-on impact on a lot of what's in the Southern Area Plan. So if you actually were to make the land review, bring it into line with the area plan, you would also have to look at the area plan in the round. Do you think that necessarily needs to happen?
No, because the idea behind the land review was it was brought forward by our previous MHK, Mr. Ronan, who fought tooth and nail to get a partial review into the Southern Area Plan. And this land review was that review. So that's all the primary point of our interest is in that review itself. We're talking about five or six sites here. We're not talking about that as a whole, or the whole of Southern South Down as a whole. The Eastern Area Plan has been reviewed recently and then moving on to the West and the North. So we are on the back of the queue for the full plan, which is fair enough. We just want clarity on where we stand with what was in the original Southern Area Plan, which was 300 or 400 new houses by 2023.
Have you got the backing of your MHKs on this? I know there was they were involved earlier in the process. Are they supportive of the board's stance?
Well, we wanted them to back us fully, and obviously they've got their own objectives and that they have to act on everybody's behalf, including the residents who were appealing, so they have no problem with that whatsoever. What we want now is a united front in getting the process finished.
So just to clarify, they do or they don't back the board's stance, or you don't know?
I don't know whether they're fully behind us or not, and that's a matter for them. I'm not interested in getting involved in arguments with our MHKs. What I want now is a united front going forward to get the job finished.
And just to clarify, this is one of the areas identified in the land review. There are other areas, and that's still ongoing, I'm led to believe. So do you reckon it's too early to judge the success, or do you think you've already seen it undermined here that might undermine it going forward? Is that what you feel?
Well, my assessment of it is the land review has been shown to have no footing whatsoever. So any additional applications going forward are going to fail on the same basis. I'm happy to be proved wrong on that, but I think that's the clarity we need.
The chairman of Castletown Commission is Richard McAleer. A government minister has confirmed the Southern Area Plan could soon be reviewed to meet that demand for new homes in Castletown. We just heard from the Castletown Commissioner's chairman, who asked for the Cabinet Office to amend the Southern Area Plan and include the land review. Well, Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas says this is being considered, and despite Mr. McAleer's criticism, insists he sees the land review as a success. I asked Mr. Thomas if he felt it had achieved its intended aim.
No, it wasn't a wasted exercise. When Castletown commissioners raised this possibility of a partial housing review 5, 6, 7 years ago, depending on how you look at it, we had three options: do nothing, have a full review of the Southern Area Plan, at least, or perhaps even just a partial review, but certainly use the development planning process, or thirdly, try to put some weight in what's called material consideration part of the planning decision making. And that's the way we gone down that route. And everything that's been put into the inspector's report will now be helpful for a partial or complete review of the area plan for the South. And I think that's where we are now. In fact, the independent inspector even mentioned in his report that a review of the area plan may now be overdue. And I think I'm minded to agree with him.
Well, forgive me, Minister Thomas, you said it was not to take the first two options. It was to try and give weight to the land review as a material consideration. It was considered, and it was considered by the inspector to be not as important as the development plan. So are you sure it hasn't failed? I mean, if you're going to have to do one of the options that you didn't do initially, why are you suggesting that it wasn't a failure?
Well, no, it wasn't a failure. It never had, and it was never able to have the status of the development plan. Mm.
So why did you bother if when it came to appeal time, it wasn't going to be considered?
Oh, we've bothered because we've done an important amount of work in the same way that in the area plan for the East, we informed that with the Central Douglas Master Plan. So what we did was back in 2016-17 was we engaged planning experts to look at all of the sites around Castletown. They produced a long list of, I think, 11 sites from memory, that long list was reduced down to, I think, four from memory. Those four, we've now had an application on one of them, and we've had thought about other sites. And now we've got an evidence base that can be considered as part of the development planning process. So Castletown is a great place. People want to live there. It's a difficult place to allow development. There are obviously issues that need to be balanced about all of this. And I now look forward to the time when we can have a proper development plan review, including public inquiry, which, and I've got some good news about that, which is that we haven't as yet made up our minds how we will progress inside planning policy after the area plan for the east process. We've got to consider how we do the north and the west. So there would still be time to add in a partial review of the south into that process, and that's what I'd like to take up.
Shouldn't you have done that in the first instance, Minister Thomas? Shouldn't that have been the first port of call to make this whole exercise have meaning and weight in the planning process?
Well, no, because we had that, as everybody at the time was of the view that this is a helpful process. We've gone ahead with it. Can't constantly keep reviewing every development plan. What we want is to complete the area plan for the east, to review the strategic plan, and to complete development plans for all of the island, the north, the west, the Castletown issue that was left over down south. And that's what we can do next.
Just going back to whether we judge this review a success or not, I mean, you invited the proposals for those sites. Several of those proposals have come forward. They've been turned down in the belief that they maybe would have more weight. I mean, I'm still struggling to understand how you feel this has been a worthwhile exercise, aside from the data you've collected and the work you've done on population assessments.
Well, it's not only data with respect to you, and it's actually also an analysis of all the information. It's actually a tested process. The inspector's report is very valuable. That will be an important input into the forthcoming development plan process whenever it happens. And what I'd like now to do is move forward to get to that proper set. There are people in Castletown who want more development. There are people who obviously don't want development in Not Russian and in other places that were identified in the Castletown partial housing review. The other point to say in all of this is to look at it positively, Ewan. So one thing is that there is some good development going on in Castletown for the commissioners to, which the commissioners are caring about a lot, around School Hill, West Hill. That's all being worked up. That should increase the number of the sorts of houses that the local people say they need and want inside the town's boundaries, firstly. And secondly, if this is an issue of the size of the ratepayer, the amount of ratepayers and the value of that ratepayer contribution, that's something that can be looked at as part of rates reform and local authority modernisation.
Just moving back specifically to the land review, I just want to make this crystal clear. Are you saying that it has achieved what it set out to do?
I'm not going to comment on the merits of this particular application, the Minister.
No, not on the application, on the land review, land review itself. Do you think it's achieving what it set out to do?
Yeah, well, we spent quite a lot of time and engaged experts to assess difficult sites around Castletown. We chose between them. The developer made an application. At least one other developer was there behind to make an application on another site. The independent inspection report, if you don't mind me saying, is absolutely excellent. It goes through some crucial issues. I only ever said this was a material consideration when we invited applications. And I think what we've learned from this is that the development plan process is paramount. And now we need to go through the whole development plan process for the Castletown area as part of a review of the area plan for the south. And whether we can do that and when we can do that and how we can do that is a matter under live consideration at the moment.
So just, and I know politicians hate these questions, has it achieved what it set out to do, yes or no?
Yes, we invited an application. That application came through, and the developer has more information now about that site and that application. And
can you understand the frustrations of the commissioners, though, with this exercise, despite the fact you view it as a success?
Well, I keep going back to the basic situation, which is development around Castletown is very, very tricky. That's always the issue. It would have been great, wouldn't it, if we'd have had clarity about Castletown development back in the original area plan for the south nearly 10 years ago now. It's very difficult. You know, you've got beautiful Great Meadows, beautiful up the area up towards Scarlet is beautiful. You've got a school that's being redeveloped. all these issues need to be sorted out. And what we've established is that the development plan process is paramount. Development in Castletown is difficult. And I think we're now a lot better forward to have another discussion with the commissioners, with the wider public in the south, particularly in Castletown.
Well, when do you think that'll be, Minister Thomas? Because obviously you've got the Eastern Area Plan process in train, and there's also the north and the west coming online. I mean, is this likely soon, considering all the other work that's ongoing?
Yeah, we will be considering this in the months ahead, and the merits of preparing a development plan for the north, west and south of the island are under consideration. The formal start for the north and west plan won't happen before we finish the east, but it hasn't. The timetable for the north and west hasn't yet been decided, and we could, in fact, add in a partial review of the south into that timetable.
Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas. You're listening to Agenda on Manx Radio. Former Castletown Commissioner, Castletown MHK from 2011 to 2016, and former DEFA Minister Richie Ronan was instrumental in getting the land review started throughout his political career. He left life as a politician in 2016 before he could, in his own words, see through the land review, and has become increasingly frustrated with the lack of progress. I spoke to him.
Before us do start, I think it was very important to point out right now that the last thing on people's mind now is a housing review or a housing issue in a town in the Isle of Man. I think there's far more important things going on right now, and I think it's important to mention, you know, how grateful we all are to the key workers, especially the health workers right now, for all the sterling work they're doing and the leadership that's been shown through government and the Chief Minister, Health Minister. I think it's only fair to say how grateful we are for all of that, and the news coming out right now, okay, not pleasant with the tragic news that's coming out in cases, but we do seem to be on top of it. And I'd just like to say, as a former politician, some sat in the council minister myself, how grateful I am, and I know I appreciate how difficult that is. But I think, you know, getting on to where we are now, there are issues still going on, and the burning issue is obviously right now is the Castletown Housing Review, which is something which I certainly drove. The history behind that was the Southern Area Plan, which started in 2006 and concluded in 2011. And in 2006 to 2011, I was a Castletown Commissioner. This was something which was very, very much on top of the agenda most weeks at the Commissioners. Mm. And we were very keen to see some housing and population growth in our town, because it's clear Castletown had been overlooked for housing for many, many years, where the Isle of Man has grown probably since I was a boy, from 40-odd thousand people to 86,000. And Castletown, in that time, has seen no real increase in housing. And what that brought about was, you know, sort of an influx of our youth, young adults leaving the town because they wanted to purchase their own properties and they weren't able to. So really, when the report came out, I'd just been elected to the House of Keys, actually, and it was quite horrifying to see that Castletown had been largely overlooked again. And this was backed up by the inspector off the report, who was quite critical of why Castletown hadn't been included as a major player in the Southern Area Plan. And, you know, I was a member of the Department of Infrastructure at the time. I did work with the minister at the time, David Cretney, who was very sympathetic by this. But it was agreed at the time that if we were to put Castletown in, then the Southern Area Plan would have to have gone through another process, which it had taken at that time best part of 5 years. And so it was agreed at the time that what we would do was a partial review, which would legally, that's the key word, legally bolt on to the Southern Area Plan.
And so was that clearly established at the time that was what would work with it? Because we'll get to the present day, but was that what people had in mind, that this was going to be, you know, it's going to sit with the same weight as the Area Plan?
Better than that, it was going to sit within it, and 100%. And you know, in fairness, it took about 2.5 years to process this, which I drove, and latterly we've seen through. And 100%. So, you know, certainly, you know, it was very close to, say, a legal status when I left Tynwald, and I stepped down. And I know Richie McAlee, the chairman of the Castletown Commissioner, said it was 75% on the way. He was very close to that, actually. I think it was a little bit more than that. All it needed doing was pushing over the line, and as Boris Johnson said, it was oven ready. It was ready to go. And here we are, Ewan, 4 years later, and it's stagnant. It's still. And we've had a big setback in Castletown now. I wouldn't necessarily say through the refusal of the proposal at Knock Rushen, because, you know, what's more disappointing is the comments from the inspector to say about its legal status, which is more concerning to me and certainly to the commissioners as well.
So why hasn't the land review been put on that equal footing with the area plan, or put in the area plan, as you say? I mean, well, what's the reason that it was left at 75% there rather than 100%?
I think, if I'm being truthful with you, I think it's just basically a lack of political will to see it over the line, which is the responsibility of the current members for Castletown and the government itself. And I can't answer why that is. What I do know is it's very, very disappointing. And again, as has been for arguably for many, many years, the biggest loser is Castletown.
Do you think it might be because of the changes to the constituencies whereby you had a Castletown MHK, now you've got two Castletown MHKs, but they've also got Arbury and they've also got Maloo, and we know Maloo's got a big development on the way. So do you think that slight dilution of representation there might not have helped Castletown on this issue?
No, to me it should have helped it. I think we've got to go back again in history. I don't want to be critical of anybody, but, you know, if during the Southern Area Plan process, when I was a commissioner, when the commissioners were all on board to see some sustainable growth in Castletown, the MHK at the time, of course, was Chief Minister Tony Brown. I don't want to get involved in debates or arguments with him. I have a lot of respect for him. But, you know, if he wanted to see sustainable growth in Castletown, he could have made that happen. And it didn't happen. So, you know, you'd have to ask him about that. So I don't think so. A dilution of MHKs has made any difference. It shouldn't make any difference. If anything, it should empower it.
Well, I wanted to ask you to explain Castletown's situation again. I know you sort of touched on it, but for many members of the public, when they hear about the Castletown Housing Land Review, that kind of thing sort of goes over their head. It sounds like one of those planning documents that means little to the man on the street. Why is it so important that Castletown gets a different type of housing or gets more housing within its boundaries?
All I'd say is that Castletown, all it needs is an equal footing with everywhere else. Since the war, as I said before, the Isle of Man has doubled in population, but Castletown hasn't, at the benefit of its town, of its economy. We're not about bursting with skyscrapers here. We're not about sustainable growth.
Why hasn't there been any of that? Because we're also, the Minister for Policy and Reform has said, you know, Castletown is difficult and there's problems with Castletown. I mean, what is Wallacey talking about there?
I listened to that, and I certainly have no idea what he's talking about. I think you know, what's difficult about a plan which the Housing Review came out, one at the start it identified 21 sites that could be developed. That was narrowed down quite rightly to the sites first and foremost that could be developed. We should have been pressing forward with that. There's always been this perception with Castletown that it can't be developed because of the air path or whatever it may be, because of its small area size. To me, that's a load of nonsense. And I think, in fairness, the Castletown Land Review proved that as nonsense, because it identified these sites. And what came out of that was developers very, very interested in pursuing development, whether it be in Great Meadow, whether it be in Knock Rushen, and other areas as well. Mm. But, you know, it's all about an equal footing. But we talk about sort of Castletown, you know, needed the infrastructure. So Castletown has the infrastructure. At the end of the day, it would need to, if the population was to increase with an economically active working population, it would need to improve certain things like schools and doctors' surgeries and things. But that's government's job anyway. But you look at the development in Ballasalla, which was part of the Southern Area Plan, you know, you've got to ask the same questions about infrastructure. You know, it's like the policy that's been for the last 40 years.
Well, it sounds like the Southern Area Plan is the root of a lot of these issues. Is that fair to say?
100%. Yeah, 100%. And it's looking back at my time in DOI, I wish I would have been a little bit more aggressive in stopping the Southern Area Plan at the time. But I was given assurances that the Castletown Land Review, the partial review it was called at the time, would have the legal status that it has. And in fairness, it should have had, because the political system should have made that happen. But there's been 4 years since I've stepped down. And, you know, it's just It's not happened. What the Minister of Policy and Reform, Chris Thomas, who I've got a great deal of time for, by the way, has said was, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go through another process and we'll make it part of the Southern Area Plan. We'll have another review on it. But that's going to be another 5 years. Let's go back. It's been 2006 when it started. It's 2020 now. So when's it going to finish?
That's all from this programme. We'll be back with more from Agenda soon, and you can listen again to this episode online via the Manx Radio website and Spotify. But for now, Guru Mayu and goodbye.